So let me greet all of you this evening, and let me give you a summary where we have come to in our little seminar.
Dopustite mi da vas večeras pozdravim, sve koji ste došli, i sada ću vam dati jedno malo sažetak svega onoga o čemu smo do sada pričali na našem malom seminaru.
We are talking about a pastime of Lord Krishna, where he confronts and defeats an enemy which is externally called Kaliya, who has invaded the holy land of Vrindavan.
Govorimo o jednoj zabavi gospodina Krišne, u kojoj se on suprotstavio i na kraju i pobjedio jednog demona koji se izvana zvao Kalija i koji je provalio u tu svetu zemlju Vrindavana.
Literally translated, Kalija means one who is on the side of darkness.
Bukvalan prevod riječi Kalija znači onaj koji se nalazi na strani tame.
And it refers to a certain tendency within the heart of every conditioned soul, the tendency to find fault with others.
I on se odnosi na jednu tendenciju koja se nalazi u srcima svih živih bića koja se nalaze u materijalnom svijetu, a to je ta tendencija da se nalazi greška u drugima.
It is said that by listening to the Kaliya Damana Lila, the pastime where Krishna defeated Kaliya, the dark side in our heart will also be defeated.
Rečeno je da samo slušanjem ove Kaliya Damana Lile, odnosno zabave gospodina Krišne u kojoj se on suprotstavlja i pobjeđuje Kaliju demona, rečeno je da će i ta strana, tamna strana u našem srcu, da će da nestane.
So we expect that those who participate in the whole seminar will become enlightened souls.
I tako očekujemo da će oni koji učestvuju na čitavom ovom seminaru na kraju postati prosvjetljene duše.
And even those who participated only half will be half enlightened.
A oni koji su učestvovali na samo pola seminara će biti polu prosvjetljeni.
No, but I want to say seriously that this lila, when we listen to it attentively, will bring very good spiritual responses in our own lives.
Ali sada ozbiljno želim da kažem da oni koji pažljivo slušaju ovu lilu, da će doći u našim srcima do jako ozbiljnih duhovnih rezultata.
So without keeping you any longer in suspense, I would like to immediately dive into the pastime.
A da vas više ne bi držao u neizvjesnosti, sada želim odmah da uronim u ovu zabavu.
Krishna had remained in the coils of Kaliya for a full muhuta, which corresponds to our 48 minutes.
Krishna je proveo u zagljaju Kalije čitaviju jednu muhurtu koja odgovara naših 48 minuta.
But when he saw that his devotees were suffering so much as they watched him under the influence of Kaliya, he looked up to Kaliya and in a sweet voice said, "Listen, Kaliya, you have shown me now enough of your strength."
Ali kada je Krišna vidio kako njegovi prijatelji i bhakte, kako oni pate vidjevši njega u takvom stanju, on je onda se okrenuo prema Kali i rekao, bilo je dosta Kalija, ti si mi pokazao svoju snagu.
Now I will show you a sesame seed, that's a small portion of my prowess, although I'm just a cowherd boy.
Ali sada ću ti ja pokazati samo jedno susamovo zrno moje snage i vidjet ćeš kolika je ona, iako sam ja jedan običan mali dječak pastir.
Then he expanded his body.
I tada je on ekspandirao svoje tijelo.
Kaliya, who was wrapping around him, was forced to let loose of his grip.
A Kaliya koji ga je čvrsto obmotao je bio primoran da malo oslabi njegov zagrljaj.
Finally he broke free.
I konačno se oslobodio.
And cast a loving smile at the bridge pass, he's who stood there at the banks of the lake, looking with eyes wide with anxiety at him.
I onda se nasmiješio stanovnicima Vrindavana koji su stajali tu na obalama Jamune i koji su u neizvjesnosti i tjeskobi gledali šta se dešava.
And the Vrajpasi saw that their Krishna had broken free from the embrace, the deadly embrace of the snake. They saw, softly whispered, Jai, Jai, Jai Krishna.
A kada su Vrajpasi vidjeli kako se Krishna oslobodio tog smrtonosnog zagrljaja Kalije, oni su tiho, nježno počeli da govore, Jai, Jai Krishna.
And the Devatas very loudly took their instrument and made instrumental music.
A pol bogovi su uzeli svoje instrumente i jako glasno proizveli instrumentalnu muziku.
Now Sanatan Goswami, he makes a very enigmatic comment about this.
I sada Sanatan Goswami daje jedan komentar na ovo sve koji je jako enigmatičan.
He says, when you love somebody, you embrace them for some time.
I kaže, kada nekoga volite, onda ga zagrlite samo neko određeno vrijeme.
But when you love someone very much, you do not let go of him, but hold him clenched in your embrace for long, long time.
Ali kada nekoga jako volite, onda ga držite stisnutog u svom zagrljaju dugo, dugo vremena.
Krishna accepted the deadly embrace of Kaliya like that, a very, very long loving embrace of someone very dear to him.
I Krishna je na taj način i prihvatio ovaj smrtonosni zagrljaj Kalije koji ga je držao u zagrljaju dugo vremena.
See, something you must know about Krishna.
Vidite, morate znati nešto o Krishni.
He never ever sees the fault of someone.
On nikada, nikada ne vidi grešku u nekome.
We in this world always see the fault.
Mi u ovom svijetu uvijek vidimo grešku.
Oh, it's too hot.
O, sad je prevruće.
Oh, the air in the Bosnitska kulturelna centra is not cultural enough for me.
A, ovaj zrak u Bosanskom kulturnom centru nije dovoljno kulturan za mene.
And my neighbor didn't have a good soap this morning.
I ovaj što sjedi tu do mene nije baš imao dobar sapun jutros.
We always see faults and mistakes.
Uvijek vidimo greške i mane.
Even when we look at our own lives.
Čak i kada pogledamo u svoje sopstvene živote.
We don't see that we are so long on the spiritual path, searching and giving our best to come closer to God.
Ne vidimo da smo već tako dugo na duhovnom putu i da se trudimo i dajemo sve od sebe kako bismo se približili Bogu.
Instead we just see, oh, I'm so greedy.
Umjesto toga mi samo vidimo, oh, ja sam tako pohlepan.
Oh, I'm so envious.
Tako sam zavidan.
We only see faults.
Samo vidimo greške.
In us.
U samima sebi.
In the environment.
U svojoj okolini.
And in others.
I u drugima.
When something little goes wrong in someone's life, we say, ha, I knew it all the while.
Čim se nešto malo desi loše u nečijem životu, odmah krenemo govoriti, a, znao sam ja to čitavo vrijeme.
But look at God's perspective.
Ali vidite to kako Bog to vidi iz svoje
He
perspektive.
He sees only the good thing. Jai
On Gopi. Samo vidi dobre stvari.
Even this demon Kaliya who wanted to crush and kill Krishna. Krishna saw, well, he had me for a long time. That means it was a very, very, very serious embrace by someone who loves me very much.
I čak i ovaj demon koji ga je želio ubiti i smrviti, on je to vidio, pa vidi, on me je tako dugo držao, to je jedan jako ozbiljan zagrljaj nekoga ko me stvarno voli.
So when Krishna jumped out of the embrace of Kaliya, Kaliya looked at him as Krishna was swimming in the Yamuna, and Krishna looked so beautiful that Kaliya could just stare at him.
I kada se Krishna oslobodio zagrljaja Kalije i skočio Jamunu, Kalija ga je pogledao i dok je on tako plivao po Jamuni i on je samo mogao da bulji u njega zato što on bio tako prelijep.
But Krishna very playfully swam around Kaliya.
Ali Krishna je onako razigrano samo plivao oko Kalije.
Kalija looked for an opportunity to strike Krishna.
A Kalija je za to vrijeme tražio priliku da ga udari.
And he darted forward to bite him into his chest.
I onda se zaletio prema naprijed kako bi ga ponovo ugrizao za prsa.
But whenever Kalija came, Krishna moved in the opposite direction.
Ali kada god bi Kalija se približio, Krishna bi se bi otišao u drugom smjeru.
And he moved faster and faster.
I on se sve brže i brže
kretao. And Kalija moved faster and faster.
I Kalija isto počeo sve brže i brže da se kreće. I on je jednostavno ključao.
Smoke and fire emanated from his mouth.
Dim i vatra su ključali iz njegovih usta.
As he tried to strike Krishna.
Dok je pokušavao da uhvati Krishnu.
But Krishna simply exhausted Kalija's strength.
Ali Krishna je jednostavno izmorio svu snagu koju je Kalija posjedovao.
As Kalija looked at Krishna's effulgence, the anger in his heart grew.
I dok je Kalija posmatrao ljutnju koja se nalazila
He produced more and more poison.
I didn't translate.
No problem.
dok je Kalija posmatrao Krishnin sjaj, u njemu je sve više i više rasla ljutnja i proizvodio sve više i više otrova.
And he grew as tall as a mountain.
I narastao visok poput planine.
And Krishna just smiled and moved faster and faster.
A Krishna se samo smiješio i nastavio da se kreće sve brže i brže.
When Kalija was finally exhausted.
I kada je Kalija na kraju bio potpuno izmoren,
Krishna pulled down the raised heads of the snake, and as the Adi Guru of all fine arts started to jump on the raised heads and started to dance.
I onda je Krishna povukao te glave Kalije prema dole i kao Adi Guru svih umjetnosti on je počeo da pleše po tim glavama.
Krishna's first intention had been to show his expertise in fighting.
Krishna prva namjera je bila da on pokaže svoju umješnost u borbi.
But then he saw this is an excellent opportunity to dance. Let me dance.
Ali onda je pomislio, ma ne, ovo je izvanredna prilika da plešim, i onda je počeo da pleše.
Shiva accompanied him on his drum.
I za to vrijeme ga je Shiva pratio na svom bubnju.
And Krishna jumped higher and higher on the heads of the Kalija.
A Krishna je skakao sve više i više na glavama Kalije.
With anger and great pleasure.
Sa ljutnjom i velikim zadovoljstvom.
And whenever he landed on Kalija's head, he crushed the heads.
I kada god bi skočio na neku glavu Kalije, on bi je smrskao.
Until Kalija's eyes began to fill with tears.
Sve dok se oči Kalije nisu počele da pune suzama.
You must know something about dancing.
Morate znati nešto o plesu.
An ordinary dancer starts to display his art on even ground.
Kada obični plesač počne da ispoljava svoju umjetnost plesa na običnom ravnom tlu.
But as the dancer gets more expert, he likes to perform his art on raised objects like dishes.
A kada on postaje sve spretniji u svojoj umjetnosti, on voli da pokazuje da pleše na uzdignutim predmetima, kao recimo na tanjurima.
When I was at Bangalore, there was an expert dancer and he danced for us on a little katori, you know, a little thing like this where Draupadi serves prasadam. It's actually a bigger thing, a bigger bowl, you know.
Kada sam bio u Bangaloreu, tamo sam vidio jednog plesača koji je bio jako spretan i on je plesao na nekim posudicama koje su bile tu uzdignute.
Like this. Daksha can do it very nice. You know. Yes. And so Krishna danced on the unsteady moving surface of the serpent's hood.
I tako je Krishna plesao na tom tlu od koje se sastoja od glava koga demona i koji su bile u stvari na nekim različitim nivoima.
And those who were close by could see that the lotus feet of Krishna turned red from the red rays which came from the rubies on Kalia's head.
Oni koji su stajali u blizini su mogli da vide da kako Krišnina stopala postaju sve crvenija koji, od zraka koji su doprijale sa rubina sa glava Kalije.
So first Kalia's heads were broken and then he lost his form.
I tako su prvo bile smrskane te glave Kalije, onda je on izgubio i svoj oblik.
And finally when his pride was beaten out of him by Krishna's dancing, he surrendered to Lord Narayan.
I konačno kada je sav ponos bio istiran iz Kalije zbog Krišninog plesanja, Kalija se predao Narayan.
I've brought for you a little surprise.
Donio sam vam jedno malo iznenađenje.
It is here.
I ono se nalazi ovdje.
It is one of the numerous portrayals of Krishna's extraordinary expertise as a dancer.
Ovo je samo jedan od bezbrojnih prikaza Krišne ekspertize kao plesača.
We will bring a little bit more light here, and then you can see here the many heads of Kalia coming out.
Ovdje možete vidjeti puno glava Kalije kako se pojavljuju i izlaze.
And Krishna just jumping on top of the heads and dancing.
I Krishnu kako skače na vrhovima ovih glava i pleše.
And as he dances, the pride becomes beaten out of Kalia's head.
I dok on tako pleše, sav ponos biva istiran iz Kalije.
Isn't this how the Lord sometimes dances on our heads?
Ne liči li vam na ovo na prilike kada Krišna isto tako pleše po našim glavama?
There's a very nice prayer by Rupa Goswami to this end.
I za ovo postoji jedna predivna molitva koju izgovara Rupa Goswami.
Rupa Goswami says, Krishna, you should not only dance one time on the heads of Kalia.
Rupa Goswami kaže, Krišna, ti ne bi trebao samo jednom da plešeš na glavama Kalije.
I am also Kalia.
I ja sam isto Kalija.
In my heart there is this demon in the lake of my heart.
U mome srcu se nalazi ovaj demon i on je tu u jezeru moga srca.
I like to find faults in others.
Ja volim da tražim greške u drugima.
Out of my false ego.
Zbog mog lažnog ega.
So please also come and jump onto my Kalia.
Zato molim te, dođi i skoči na mog Kaliju.
And dance in my heart.
I pleši u mome srcu.
In the scriptures it is said that when Krishna kills demons, he does so in his expansion of Lord Vishnu, not personally.
U pisma je rečeno da kada Krišna ubija nekog demona, da on to radi kroz svoju ekspanziju, a ne kao on sam lično.
But in this case, he was Krishna himself.
Ali u ovom slučaju tu je bio prisutan sam Krišna.
And one of the reasons is what he did next.
A jedan od razloga za to je ono što je sljedeće uradio.
When Krishna danced like this, he thought in his mind, oh, I'm alone. Dancing alone is not so nice.
I dok je Krishna tako plesao, on je pomislio, oh, pa ja sam sam, a plesati sam nije baš tako lijepo.
So he looked around and he saw the beautiful gopis on the bank of the Kalia lake watching him with delight.
I onda je on pogledao oko jezera i tu je vidio prelijepe gopije koji su tu stajale i gledale u Krišnu sa zadovoljstvom.
And as he saw them, love came up in his heart and he extended his hands, come, join me.
I kako ih je on tako ugledao, njegovo srce se proširilo od ljubavi prema njima i on je ispružio ruke i rekao, dođite ovamo sa mnom.
The gopis looked at each other, well, this is a little, this is far out.
Gopije se tako gledale između sebe i pomisle, pa ovo je malo neobično.
Up till now they had never been close to Krishna. They had always watched him in the morning leaving the village of Vrindavan with his cows and returning late in the afternoon with the cows.
Do sada one nikada nisu imale priliku da budu jako blizu Krišni. One bi ga uvijek gledale iz daljine dok ujutru napušta Vrindavan i naveče kada se vraća u Vrindavan sa svojim kravama.
So they had always been alone, you know, they had never met Krishna for an extended period of time.
Tako da one u stvari nikada nisu ni vidjele Krišnu na neki duži vremenski period.
And now Krishna invited them to come and dance with them, meeting place at the heads of a serpent.
A sada ih je Krišna pozvao da im se pridruži, a mjesto sastanka je bilo glave ove zmije.
But when they saw the beauty of Krishna, who was excited from the dancing, they said, "Hajmo."
A kada su vidjeli ljepotu Krišne, one su samo rekli, "Hajmo."
Yes, so they joined the stage of the unsteady stage of Kali's heads.
Tako su se one njemu pridružile na ovoj nestabilnoj pozornici glava Kalije.
And unvisible to anyone else, they danced with Krishna. Krishna made a shield of yoga maya so that it remained a very private dance. No one could see the gopis, only Krishna.
I nevidljive za sve ostale, one su tu došle i plesale sa Krišnom. Krišna napravio jedan štit od yoga maje, tako da je ovo postalo jedno privatno mjesto gdje su one bile same sa Krišnom.
By now the sky had filled with many devatas who were beating their drums and rhythmic instruments to accompany Krishna in his dance of pleasure.
I već do tog trenutka čitavo nebo je bilo ispunjeno sa polubogovima koji su plesali, koji su udarali svoje bubnjeve i instrumente koji su davali ritam kako bi pratili Krišnu za njegov predivni ples.
You must know that Kalia had 1000 heads.
Morate znati da je Kalija imao 1000 glava.
And out of these 1000 heads, 101 were prominent.
I od tih 1000 glava 101 je bila istaknuta.
And whenever one head would not bow down to Krishna's dancing, Krishna would jump on that stubborn head and jump and force it down.
I kada god neka od tih glava ne bi sama se sagjela pred Krišninim plesom, on bi namjerno skočio baš na tu glavu i skakao po toj tvrdoglavoj glavi dok se ona ne bi sagjela.
Even to this day, this is the work of Krishna, to force the pride people to bow down.
I čak do današnjeg dana, ovo je ono što Krišna radi, on prisiljava te ponosne glave da se sagnu prema dole.
Once there was a king who asked his minister one day, "What is the permanent work of God?"
Jednom prilikom bio jedan kralj koji je pitao svoga ministra, šta je to šta Bog radi?
And the minister who knew that when the king was not satisfied he would be beheaded.
I taj ministar je znao da kada bi kralj tako nešto pitao ne bi bio zadovoljan sa odgovorom, on bi odrubio glavu.
He said, "Majesty, for such complicated questions we have the priests."
I on je rekao, "Vaše visočanstvo, za tako komplikovana pitanja mi imamo svećenike."
So the king asked the head priest of the country to come and asked him, "What is God's permanent work?"
I onda je taj kralj zovnuo glavnog svećenika u toj zemlji i postavi mu to pitanje, šta je to šta Bog uvijek radi?
The head priest said, "Creation."
I ovaj glavni svećenik je rekao, stvaranje.
But the clever king said, no, that he did one time. What does he permanently?
Ali ovaj pametni kralj je rekao, on je to jednom napravio, ali šta je to što on uvijek radi?
Give me 1 week time, your majesty, I will look in my scriptures.
Dajte mi jednu sedmicu, vaše visočanstvo, ja ću pogledati u svojim spisima.
So on the sixth day, the priest had not yet found an answer.
I šesti dan, ovaj svećenik još uvijek nije našao odgovor.
And he thought it wise better leave the country before some dramatic surgery is done.
I onda je pomislio kako bi bilo mudro da napusti zemlju dok ne bi bila izvršena jedna dramatična operacija.
So as he was leaving the country, he met on the border one of his disciples who was a goat herder like you have in Bosnia.
I dok je tako on napuštao zemlju, na samoj granici je sreo jednog od svojih učenika koji je bio čuvar koza.
And the goat herder asked his spiritual teacher, "Why are you leaving the country?" And the priest said, "Well, the king asked me a question which I couldn't answer. That's why I leave."
I taj učenik čuvar koza je pitao svoga učitelja, "Pa zašto ti napuštaš zemlju?" On je rekao, "Pa kralj mi postavio ovo pitanje koje ne znam odgovorit, bolje je da odem."
"What is that question?" asked the goat herder.
"A koje je to pitanje?" pitao je čuvar koza.
And the teacher told him.
I učitelj mu je rekao.
So the goat herder said, "That's such a simple question. Let me answer the king his question."
A čuvar koza je rekao, "Pa to je tako jednostavno pitanje. Dopusti meni da ja odgovorim kralju."
So the priest said, "All right, but I leave the country."
Svećenik je rekao, "U redu, ali ja odu iz zemlje."
So on the seventh day, the goat herder came with his simple dress into the palace, where the king waited and all his ministers were there.
I sedmi dan ovaj čuvar koza je došao u palaču od kralja, gdje su se svi oni okupili, kralj sa svojim ministrima, kako bi čuli odgovor.
The king saw the goat herder and said, "Who are you?"
I kralj je ugledao ovog čuvara koza i rekao je, "A ko si ti?"
"I am the disciple of the head priest. He's on an important pilgrimage and he has sent me to answer your question."
Ja sam učenik glavnog svećenika. On je na jednom jako važnom hodočašću, ali je poslao mene da ti odgovorim na ovo pitanje.
Hare Krishna. The king was slightly offended, but he said, "All right, if you know the answer."
Kralj je bio blago uvrijeđen, ali je rekao, "Dobro, ako već znaš odgovor."
"I will repeat the question before everyone."
Sada ću ja da ponovim pitanje pred svima.
"What is God's permanent work, that he always does?"
Koji je to rad koji Bog uvijek radi, uvijek?
The goat herder said, "Majesty, before I answer your question, I must correct something which is quite wrong here. You know, you are asking the question, that means you don't know, and I'm supposed to answer it, that means I'm your teacher. The teacher has to sit higher than the student."
I ovaj čuvar koza je onda rekao, "Vaše visočanstvo, prije nego što odgovorim, ja bih morao da ispravim nešto što je ovdje pogrešno. Znači, pošto ti postavljaš to pitanje, to znači da ja trebam da odgovorim na njega, to znači da sam ja tvoj učitelj, a učitelj bi uvijek trebao da sjedi više od svoga učenika."
"I will answer your question from the throne and you can sit on the floor."
"Ja ću ti odgovoriti na tvoje pitanje tako što ću sjesti na tron, a ti ćeš sjesti ovdje na pod."
The king was very upset.
A kralj je bio već jako uznemiren.
But he got down.
Ali je sišao.
It's India.
A to je Indija.
But when he got down, he said to his guard, "Get your sword ready."
Ali kada je sišao dole, on je rekao svojim čuvarima, "Pripremite mačeve."
So the goat herder sat on the seat where I'm sitting now.
I tako je ovaj čuvar koza se popeo na ovaj položaj na kojem ja sada sjedim.
And he smiled at the king who was fuming.
I nasmiješio se kralju koji je ključao.
"Your Majesty, here's the answer."
Vaše visočanstvo, evo odgovora.
"God's permanent work is to get the proud people down."
Ono što Bog uvijek radi je da spušta na zemlju ponosne ljude.
"And to elevate those who are simple in their hearts."
A da uzvisuje one koji su jednostavni u srcu.
"It's his permanent work."
To je ono što on uvijek radi.
The king had to agree.
I kralj je morao da se složi.
"My dear devotees, my dear friends, do you also agree?"
Moji dragi bhakte, moji dragi prijatelji, da li se i vi slažete?
"Haven't we all noticed when we become arrogant and proud and totally in illusion, something goes wrong in our life and we stumble and we fall?"
Nismo li svi primijetili da kada u svom životu postanemo arrogantni ili ponosni, da nešto se pogrešno, nešto se loše desi i onda mi padnemo i srušimo se?
So here Naši dragi gospodin Krishna.
Ovdje je naš dragi gospodin Krishna.
He jumps on the head which is not bowing down.
On skače na glavu koja ne želi da se pogne.
He really dances.
On zaista pleše.
Toj to. So you must know Kalia was a devotee.
Morate znati, Kalija je bio bhakta.
He had just become bad like we are sometimes becoming.
Samo je postao malo loš, kao što i mi svi ponekad postanemo.
But as Krishna touched him with his lotus feet, something happened in him.
Ali kad ga je Krishna dotakao svojim lotusovim stopalima, nešto se desilo u njemu.
You must know that previously his wives, who were good devotees, had always tried to tell him about the qualities of Krishna.
Morate znati da su njegove žene, koje su bile dobre baktine, one su uvijek pokušavale da pričaju o Krišni.
But Kalija was too proud to listen.
Ali Kalija je bio preponosan da bi slušao.
Now he got purified from his offenses.
Ali sada on se pročistio od svojih uvreda.
And finally, the seed of bhakti which he had received during his initiation from his exalted guru Ananta Shesh could begin to grow.
I sada je to sjeme bhakti koje je on dobio kroz proces svete inicijacije od svog duhovnog učitelja Ananta Sheshe i dobilo priliku da može da raste.
In the beginning, when Krishna had jumped on the hoods of Kalia and fume and poison was coming out, the wives of Kalia had thought to themselves, let this useless husband die.
U početku, dok je Krishna skakao po glavama Kalije i dok je izlazla ta pjena i kako su glave bile razmrskane, njegove žene, žene Kalije su razmišljale, ma hajde neka ovaj beskorisni muž, neka ga, neka umre.
When he dies, he might get a spiritual body.
Kada umre, možda će dobiti duhovno tijelo.
That will be good for him.
I to će biti dobro za njega.
But now they were not disgusted like this with the husband.
Ali sada više nisu osjećale takvo gađenje prema svome mužu.
They observed ecstatic symptoms in him.
One su vidjele ekstatične simptome u njemu.
They saw that he was becoming humble and regretting his past mistakes.
Vidjele su kako on postaje ponizan i kako žali zbog grešaka koje je napravio u prošlosti.
Mm. And they thought, wow, he's becoming a devotee. Let us do something to save him.
I onda su one pomislile, o, pa vidi, on postaje bhakta. Hajde da nešto uradimo da ga spasimo.
And they started to pray to Krishna.
I onda su počele da se mole Krishni.
Please save our husband.
Molim te, spasi našeg muža.
See the good in him.
Vidi ono što je dobro u njemu.
And to invoke Krishna's compassion, they placed their children before them and went to Krishna.
I kako bi izazvale njegovu samilost, one su uzele svoju djecu i stavile ih ispred sebe i krenule prema Krishni.
When Kalia heard that his wives offered prayers to Krishna, the last remnants of his pride were destroyed.
I kada je Kalija vidio da su njegove žene uputile molitve Krišni, svi zadnji ostaci njegovog ponosa su bili uništeni.
He might have thought, I'm destroyed now, I'm finished by this Krishna, but at least I have my wives who are on my side.
On je dotada mogao da misli, evo, sada sam uništen, ubio me je Krišna, ali makar imam svoje žene koje su na mojoj strani.
But now his wives offered prayers to Krishna.
Ali sada su njegove žene upućivale molitve Krišni.
And then Kalia surrendered.
I tada se Kalija predao.
He wanted to fold his head, hands.
Želio je da sklopi svoje ruke.
But he was too finished.
Ali bio je već gotov.
It seemed every bone in his body was broken by Krishna's dancing.
I izgledalo je da je svaka kost u njegovom tijelu bila slomljena od Krišninog plesa.
So he just could whisper, I am yours. I am yours. I am yours.
Tako da je mogao samo da prošepće, ja sam tvoj, ja sam tvoj, ja sam tvoj.
And he said a very wise prayer, which I want to repeat to you.
I rekao jednu jako mudru molitvu koju vam sada želim da ponovim.
O my Lord.
O moj gospodine.
It is so difficult for people to give up their conditioned nature.
Ljudima je tako teško da se odreknu svoje uslovljene prirode.
By my birth, I'm envious and ignorant and constantly angry.
Po svome rođenju sam konstantno sam ljut, u neznanju i zavidan.
How can I give up this bad nature of myself?
Kako mogu da se uopšte odreknem ove svoje loše prirode?
Especially because I'm identified with that which is unreal.
Pogotovo što sam se identificirao sa onim što nije stvarno.
Only you can give me freedom from this illusion.
Samo ti mi možeš dati slobodu od ove iluzije.
Please arrange either for your mercy or your punishment.
Molim te, uredi da dobijem ili tvoju milost ili tvoju kaznu.
My dear devotees, can't we all identify with this prayer?
Moji dragi bakte, zar nije da se svi možemo identificirati sa ovom molitvom?
Look at your own life.
Pogledajte u svoje živote.
You try so hard to become saintly.
Tako teško, tako jako pokušavate da postanete sveti.
But it's so difficult to give up the conditioned nature.
Ali je tako teško odreći se uslovljene prirode.
Look at Dionysus.
Pogledajte Dionisa.
He tries so hard.
On se tako jako trudi.
But the conditioned nature is so strong.
Ali uslovljena priroda je tako jaka.
Look at me.
Pogledajte mene.
I'm trying so hard.
Ja se tako jako trudim.
But the modes of nature are like ropes which keep me bound.
Ali gune materijalne prirode su poput užadi koje me drže svezanim.
But Krishna, when he comes in our heart, he can cut these ropes.
Ali kada Krishna dođe u naše srce, on može da presječe tu užad.
My dear devotees, there's a secret in spiritual life.
Moji dragi bakte, postoji jedna tajna duhovnog života.
Kalia says, give me either mercy or punishment.
Kalia kaže, daj mi ili svoju milost ili kaznu.
Madhvacharya makes one point here.
Ovdje Madhvacharya pravi jednu pointu.
He says, one who simply accepts whatever punishment the Lord gives as mercy, that person gets the mercy.
On kaže da ona osoba koja kaznu od gospodina prihvata kao milost, on prima zaista milost.
Others remain envious.
A ostali ostaju zavidni.
Let's think about this for a moment.
Hajde se sada za trenutak razmislimo o ovome.
When you get in your life a little neem treatment, you know, a little bitter treatment.
Kada u svom životu dobijete tretman nima, odnosno jedan gorki tretman.
Maliteško treatment, huh? Yeah. When you get this and then you protest, oh God, I wanted honey from you.
Kada dobijete taj teški tretman i onda počnete da protestujete, o Bože, ja sam želio med od tebe.
Then you remain protestful.
I tada vi ostajete u tom stanju protesta.
But if you accept anything, even the so-called punishment, as the corrective mercy, then you become advanced in devotion.
Ali ako prihvatate i to tu kaznu čija je svrha da bivate ispravljeni, onda postajete napredni u svojoj devociji.
So when Krishna saw that the king of snakes had become humbly, he accepted him with compassion in his heart.
A kada je Krishna vidio da je ovaj demon postao ponizan, on ga je prihvatio sa samilošću u svom srcu.
Krishna for some moment looked into his eyes.
Krishna je na nekoliko trenutaka pogledao u njegove oči.
And by the loving glance of the Lord, whatever enviousness had remained in the heart of Kaliya got purified.
I zahvaljujući tom pogledu gospodina koji je bio ispunjen sa ljubavlju, sve ono što je ostalo u srcu Kalije, što je imalo veze sa zavišću, je bilo pročišćeno.
At that moment when Kalija was purified by the mercy of the Lord, the water in the Yamuna became crystal clear and lotus flowers began to grow.
I u tom trenutku kada je Kalija bio pročišćen zahvaljujući gospodinu, Yamuna, rijeka Yamuna koja je bila oko njih je postala kristalno čista i počeli su da cvjetaju lotosi.
Kalija was almost unconscious.
Kalija je bio gotovo bez svijesti.
His head was battered by the striking of the feet of the Lord, his lotus feet.
Njegove glave su bile pobijene sa lotosovim stopama gospodina Krišne.
And Krishna simply got down from the heads and directed his dance partner, the gopis, to also come down.
A Krishna jednostavno sišao sa glava Kalije i onda je isto tako pozvao i gopije da siđu.
And Kalija just looked at Krishna with loving eyes, saying again and again, I am yours, I am yours, I am yours.
A Kalija je sa očima punim ljubavi samo gledao u Krišnu i dalje je govorio, ja sam tvoj, ja sam tvoj, ja sam tvoj.
Yeah. How nice you say it. Ja sam tvoj, yes. Ja sam tvoj. Then Krishna blessed Kalija.
Zatim je Krishna blagoslovio Kaliju.
He stood there on an island in the Yamuna.
On je stajao tu na jednom otoku koji se nalazi u Yamuni.
And he said, Kalija, go back to the ocean.
I rekao je, Kalija, idi nazad u okean.
Take all your people with you.
I povedi sa sobom sve svoje ljude.
This Yamuna river belongs to the humans and the cows and the Brajabasis.
Ova rijeka Yamuna pripada Brijbasima, kravama i svim stanovnicima.
If one bathes in this place, one will become free from all sinful reactions.
Ako se neko kupa u ovom, na ovome mjestu, on će biti oslobođen svih grešnih reakcija.
People will come here.
Ljudi će dolaziti ovdje.
To bath and to fast.
Da se kupaju i da poste.
They will meditate about me and worship me.
Oni će meditirati na mene i obožavati me.
But if you remain here, people will be afraid and not take their bath.
Ali ako ti ostaneš ovdje, ljudi će se bojati i neće smjeti doći.
Don't worry, Kalija.
Ne brini se, Kalija.
Your head is marked now by my footprints. Your head is marked now by my footprints.
Tvoje glave su sada označene sa mojim stopalima.
Garuda will respect that and never attack you.
Garuda će to poštovati i nikada te neće napasti.
Go now, Kalija.
Odlazi sada, Kalija.
But know I will always be in your heart.
Ali znaj, ja ću uvijek biti u tvome srcu.
For the rest of your life, you will carry me.
Do kraja svog života ćeš me nositi.
And the end of your life, you will return back to me.
I na kraju svog života ćeš mi se vratiti.
Kalija was moved.
Kalija je bio dirnut.
So much mercy.
Tako puno milosti.
He had attacked the Lord.
On je napao gospodina.
But he had burned Krishna's soft body with the poison emanating from his mouth.
On je spalio Krišnu sa tom tim otrovom koji je dolazio iz njegovih usta.
He said, one moment.
On je rekao samo trenutak.
Don't go back to your people so soon.
Nemoj se odmah vratiti svojima.
Accept my worship.
Molim te, primi moje obožavanje.
And together with his wives he took cooling sandalwood and rubbed it over the body of the Lord which he had previously burned.
I onda je sa svojim ženama uzeo sandalovu mast i s njome masirao Krišnino tijelo koje je imalo taj rashlađujući efekat i to isto tijelo koje je prije toga pokušao da spali.
Krishna, no, Kalija offered Krishna fine garments.
Kalija je zatim Krišni ponudio lijepu odjeću.
Wonderful scents.
Predivne mirise.
And ointments.
I pomasti.
And a large garland of lotus flowers.
I veliki garland lotosovih cvjetova.
When Krishna saw that Kalija wanted to give the best he had to him.
Kada je Krishna vidio da je Kalija želio da mu da sve ono najbolje što je imao.
He secretly took his Kostuba jewel from his chest and secretly threw it in the treasury of Kalija.
On je potajno uzeo kao stuba dragulj koji mu je bio sakriven na prsima i bacio ga onako skrivečki u mjesto gdje je Kalija držao svoje blago.
So when Kalija came to look for valuable things, he also found this jewel all of a sudden in the treasury and he decorated Krishna with the Kostuba jewel.
I kada je Kalija došao na to mjesto gdje on držao dragocjenosti, tražeći nešto lijepo za Krišnu, on je ugledao i taj dragulj i onda ga je uzeo i s njime okitio opet Krišnu.
Then he said, Krishna, can I bring you back to your people?
I onda je rekao, Krišna, da li te ja mogu vratiti nazad tvojim
ljudima? You know, all this happened on an island in the Yamuna.
Jer ovo se sve dešavalo na jednom otoku u Yamuni.
And Krishna said, yes, but they shouldn't see you, otherwise they are afraid.
Krishna je rekao, da, ali oni te ne bi trebali vidjeti zato što će se prepasti.
So Kalija just, you know, came and swam under the river Yamuna, like this.
I onda je Kalija ovako došao i on je samo plivao ispod površine Yamune.
And Krishna was just standing on his hoots. And in this way he came to the bank almost like you come in, you know, in the Istanbul airport. There is this moving, I don't know, it's not an escalator, but it goes on the ground.
A Krišna je samo tako izgledalo je kao da pluta po površini da prilazi obalama. To isto izgleda otprilike kao na istambulskom aerodromu gdje imaju ove pokretne trake.
Now, my dear devotees,
i sada, moji dragi bakte,
and friends,
i prijatelji,
O you who either have Kalija still in your heart or where Kalija is gone.
Ovi koji još uvijek imate Kaliju u svome srcu i oni kojima je Kalija možda već otišao.
When Balaram saw how Krishna was coming over the water back to the bank of the Yamuna, he said, just see, Krishna is coming.
Kada je Balaram ugledao Krišnu kako tako plutajući prilazi samoj obali Yamune, on je počeo da viče, o, pogledajte, dolazi Krišna.
Krishna rose out of the lake.
Krišna je se uzdigao iz tog jezera.
With his divine garlands and fragrances and garments, so many jewels and decorated with gold.
On se pojavio tu sa svojim božanskim garlandima, ukrasima, odjećom, draguljima.
When the Brajavasis and the cows saw him coming, they stood up like unconscious people who have been awakened from their dream.
Tada su Brajavasi i krave su se isto tako ustali poput mrtvaca koji su se probudili.
The devotees made great noise when they saw Krishna.
I bakte su kada su ugledali Krishnu pravili veliku buku.
Some of them took their turbans and threw them in the air.
Neki od njih su uzeli svoje turbane i bacali ih u zrak.
Like this.
Ovako.
Some were quivering.
Neki od njih su se tresli.
Some were crying and spoke with broken words.
A neki su plakali i pričali su nerazumljivim riječima.
Their great black eyes filled with tears.
A njihove velike crne oči su bile ispunjene sa suzama.
And they began dancing, Krishna Kanaya.
I počeli su da plešu pjevajući Krishna Kanaya.
When Krishna embraced them, they forgot who they are and could not identify themselves any longer.
kada ih je Krišna zagrlio, oni su potpuno zaboravili kosu i nisu mogli uopšte da se identificiraju.
And all the Brijbasis and the cows and the animals took Krishna in the center.
I svi Brijbasi i krave i životinje, svi su tu stavili Krišnu u centar.
So that Krishna looked like the sun amongst many planets.
Tako da je Krišna izgledao poput sunca između velikog broja planeta.
And the Brahmanas gave Krishna blessings that he should live eternally.
A Brahmane su Krišni dali blagoslov da može da živi vječno.
The river Jamuna, which had been touched by Krishna's lotus feet, became just like nectar.
A rijeka Jamuna koju su dotakla lotusova stopala Krišne je postala poput nektara.
So, I would like to end my katha and put my words to rest now.
Ja bih sada želio da završim sa ovom katha.
But before doing so, I want to pose a question.
Ali prije nego što to uradim, želim da vam postavim jedno pitanje.
Who is this mysterious personality, Kalia?
Ko je ova misteriozna osoba Kalia?
Why was he a devotee?
Zašto je on bio bhakta?
And turned against Krishna?
I koji se okrenuo protiv Krišne?
And then was cured by Krishna of his false pride.
I onda ga je opet Krišna izliječio od njegovog lažnog ponosa.
I want to go with you for an answer to his previous life.
Po ovaj odgovor želim otići zajedno sa vama u njegov prethodni život.
I think if we want to understand a devotee, we can't just look at this life. We have to look at his past life.
Mislim da ako želimo da shvatimo nekog paktu, ne možemo da posmatramo samo ovaj život, nego moramo da pogledamo njegove prošle živote.
See, in his previous life, Kalia was a great saint called Vidashira Muni.
Vidite, u svom prethodnom životu Kalia je bio jedan svetac koji se zvao Vidashira Muni.
He came to the Vindhya mountains and performed great tapasya austerities and did a lot of meditation.
On je otišao u svete planine Vidya i tamo je radio razne strogosti i meditacije.
Once another saint called Ashvashira Muni, who looked for a place to perform, to do his spiritual practices, came unannounced into his ashram and sat at the corner and also started to do his japa.
A jednom prilikom je drugi jedan svetac koji se zvao Ashvashira Muni je u potrazi za mjestom za svoje meditacije došao u njegov ashram i sjeo u ugao i počeo da mantra.
So Vidashira felt, who is he and why is he coming into my place?
A Vidashira je počeo da razmišlja, pa ko je ova osoba koja je tako samo ušla u moje mjesto?
What is he doing here?
Šta on radi ovdje?
I built this ashram.
Ja sam izgradio ovaj ashram.
It is my ashram and the ashram of my people.
Ovo je moj ashram i ashram za moje ljude.
So he said to Ashvashira, please go and look for another place.
I onda je on došao Ashvashiri i rekao, molim te, odlazi i nađi sebi neko drugo mjesto.
You don't belong to my people.
Ti ne pripadaš mojim ljudima.
I'm sorry.
Žao mi je.
Ashvashira Muni was surprised.
Ashvashira Muni je bio iznenađen.
Are we not both devotees?
Zar mi obojca nismo bhakte?
This place belongs to Vishnu, he said.
On je rekao, ovo mjesto pripada Vishnu.
So many saints performed their austerities before.
Ovdje je tako puno svetaca i prije radilo svoje strogosti.
For no reason, Vidashira, you have become just envious of me and angry, and you hiss like a snake. Become a snake.
Vidashira, ti si bez ikakvog razloga postao zavidan i ljut na mene i tu šištiš kao neka zmija, zato te proklinjem da postaneš zmija.
Imagine Vidashira is there talking to Ashvashira, saying, go from here, this is my place.
Zamislite Ashvashiru kako govori Vidashiri, ti si ovdje došao nepozvan, molim te napusti moje mjesto.
And Ashvashira gets back on him and says, for no reason you become angry, you hiss like a snake, become a snake.
A Švašira mu odgovara, ti si bez razloga se naljutio na mene i šištiš kao zmija, zato i postani zmija.
Vidašira got ludi.
Vidašira je poludio.
Ludio. Poludio. He got poludio. And he said, this is too much.
I onda on rekao, ovo je previše.
You curse me for no good reason.
Ti si me bez razloga prokleo.
You are like a crow who always goes ka 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 to everyone.
Ti si poput vrane koja bez veze tu krešti.
Become a crow.
A ti postani vrana.
This is called trouble in paradise.
Ovo se zove nevolja u raju.
Both of the saints could see, wow, what happened to us?
I obojica ovih svetaca su mogli, su pomislili, jao, pa šta nam se ovo desilo?
They became so sorry.
I postalo im je tako žao.
Because they understood it's not good to quarrel amongst spiritual people.
Zato što su shvatili, pa nije dobro svađa, nije dobro da se sveti duhovni ljudi da se svađaju.
They were hanging their heads down and said, what came over us?
Oni su tako borili glave i pitali se, pa šta nas je ovo obuzelo?
So at this moment Lord Vishnu appeared.
I u tom trenutku se pojavio gospodin Vishnu.
They were crying.
Oni su plakali.
I have cursed you. I'm so sorry. I have also the other said, I also cursed you. I'm doubly sorry.
Je rekao, ja sam te prokleo, tako mi je žao. Ovaj drugi je rekao, ja sam tebe prokleo, meni je duplo žao.
I think you know what you have experienced this also, isn't it?
A vi ste imali iskustvo ovoga, zar ne?
Have you not also sometimes become prolutely on a lewd? Have you not also sometimes become lewd on a devotee?
Zar vi isto tako nekad niste postali ludi naspram nekog drugog pakte?
And afterwards have you not felt, oh no, that's not good, you know.
A onda poslije toga se osjećali, o ne, ovo nije bilo dobro.
So Vishnu said, it's all right.
Zato je Vishnu je rekao, sve je u redu.
You are like my left and right arm.
Vi ste poput moje lijeve i desne ruke.
You are equally devoted to me.
Vi ste podjednako posvećeni meni.
I can break my own words, but I can never break the words of my devotees. It has to become true what you wished.
Ja mogu prekršiti svoju riječ, ali nikada ne mogu da učinim da bude prekršena riječ mojih bhakta. One moraju da se ispune.
So, Vidashira, you will have to become a snake, but you will become Kalia.
Tako, Vidashira, ti ćeš morati postati zmija, ali ćeš ti postati Kalia.
And when I put my lotus feet on your head, all impurities will go.
I kada ja stavim svoju lotusovu nogu na tebe, and sve tvoje nečistoće će da nestanu.
And Ashvashira, you will become a crow, but you will become the crow Bhushunda, who is a lover of Lord Ram.
A ti, Vidashira, ti ćeš morati postati vrana, ali ćeš postati what was the name?
Bhushundi.
To je vrana od gospodina Rame.
And Bhushundi spoke the entire Ramayana to Lord Indra.
A Bhushundi je izgovorio čitavu Ramayanu gospodinu Indri.
So, my dear devotees, the conclusion is, in order to live in Vrindavan, in the spiritual world, wickedness has to go.
I moji dragi bhakte, zaključak ovoga je da bismo ušli u duhovni Vrindavan, sva zloća mora da ode iz nas.
Kalia had to go out of the lake in the Yamuna, which is like the lake of the heart.
Kalija je morao da ode iz tog jezera Yamune, koje predstavlja jezero našeg srca.
It became a Mahatirtha, a great pilgrimage place, the Yamuna.
Yamuna je postala Mahatirtha, veliko mjesto hodočašća.
Since here Krishna danced with the gopis for the first time.
Zato što je upravo to mjesto na kojem je Krishna po prvi put plesao sa gopijama.
Even today devotees go to the place where this happened and they take the dust from this earth and put it on their heads and they pray to Krishna, please take the Kaliya demon out of my own heart.
Još dan danas bakte odlaze na ovo mjesto i uzmaju prašinu i stavljaju je na svoju glavu molit se, molim te Krišna, daj da zavist ode iz moga srca.
Kalija Krišna ki, Kalija Daman Lila ki, Krišna Gopal ki, Go Premanandi. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Gopal Nandalal, hey 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 Gopal Nandalal, Gopal Nandalal, hey Gopal Nandalal. Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopal Nandalal 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 Gopal Nandalal, 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 Gopal Nandalal. Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala Nandalal Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala Nandalal Hey Gopala Nandalal Hey Gopala Nandalal Hey Gopal Nandalal, hey Gopal Nandalal, hey Gopal Nandalal, hey Gopal Nandalal. Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala Nandalal 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 Gopal Nandala, Hare Gopal Nandala, Gopal Nandala, Hare Gopal Nandala.